This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by The Capital Grille.
Hi, this is Steve.
And this is Sue.
And you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast, live on the Vegas Video Network. And this is coming to you from the Chase Vodka and Gin Distillery in Hereford.
Boom, baby.
Ever so international. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Why, yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Well, that's right.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing over this, Scotty.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network.
Oh, aren't you very nice?
And hey, by the way, allow me to congratulate you because you are listening to or watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates here in Vegas, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here. Nope. We're going to talk about adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor or a tourist or a fan, maybe you're even thinking of moving here to Las Vegas, well, our show's like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Are you having sound problems, guys? Uh-oh, what's going wrong with the sound? I will restart this if we're having a problem. What's going on, folks? Tell me. Choppy. Okay. Sound okay with you guys? I just want to make sure. Looking good here. Everybody okay? Okay. Thank you. VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Come on over, just like Christina Aguilera says, come on over, have some fun with us. Get yourself in the live chat. Some great people here. Fantastic people. Super nice, super generous, super lovely, pretty, looks good naked. And they're from all over the place. We've got folks in, let's see, Vegas, and we've got folks in Henderson and Oklahoma, Florida, Montana, New York. Let's see, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Texas, Arizona, Illinois. Got some folks in Canada as well. And by the way, if you do come into live chat and you watch us live, some pretty cool things are going on here. We do a little bit of a pre-show so you can kind of watch us get prepared for the big shindig. Then after the show is over, we keep streaming for usually about another half hour or so. And that's kind of our after show, Vegas 2.0. We might mention a few things that we wouldn't normally say during the live show. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network. So first, on behalf of this show, thanks for watching. And on behalf of all the shows on the network, thanks for supporting us as well. Want to thank the good folks, Steve and Sue, who are in the UK. They are previous Haddam winners, by the way. As a matter of fact, besides being winners, they're also givers. They gave me this, if you remember, the gin. I think they might have been at this place in their video, as a matter of fact. And the over-under, for those who are betting, we're going to go 65 and a hook. Okay, so here's the question for you guys. Can you live in Las Vegas on a minimum wage salary? Can you live in Las Vegas on a minimum wage salary? This came up to me this weekend, talking about the economy. It was on the news. I forget where I saw it. And they talked again about unemployment, and they spoke about, while unemployment is down, there is this concept of underemployed people. And those are people who are making significantly less than they used to make, or people who are working part-time but would prefer to be full-time. And, but regardless of whether they are either one of those two categories, they're counted as employed, and that's part of why the unemployment is as low as it appears to be. But I got to thinking to myself, well, you know, we've talked previously about what it takes to buy the medium price home here. And this was several months ago, it might have been 6-8 months ago, where we did the show about what would $220,000 buy you. And we showed houses up in the north area, Aliante and Summerlin, and I think we did some on the east side or maybe Hendertucky. Got a lot of good feedback on that, a very often watched and downloaded show. But again, it brought me back to, geez, I wonder if you can live just making minimum wage if you did that full time. And the answer is, I don't know the answer. We're going to discover this together, okay? So just one thing real quick. The government's idea wasn't for adults to be making minimum wage and be their only income. That's really meant to be like a part-time thing or a teenager thing. But nonetheless, I thought it would be interesting just to see if it could be done, because we have talked on the show many times about how inexpensive it is here. This is especially true if you come from a state like we did. We came from California, and when we moved here, we recognized a huge increase in our buying power, and we thought that was pretty cool. But again, let's see, can you do this by yourself? Okay, so two components to this calculation, and the first component is what your income is, and the second component is what's it cost to live here. So let's start off with the income part of it, right? So what does it cost to actually do this? So minimum wage in Nevada is $8.25. Okay? So the quick and easy way to find out what your yearly salary or your yearly income would be is to take whatever your hourly wage is and multiply it by 2,080. So if you take 825 and you multiply it times 2080, you get $17,160. So your yearly income at minimum wage in Nevada is $17,160. But we know we don't get to keep all that money, right? So that $17,160 is your gross, but your net is something less because of taxes. So what are the taxes on $17,160? Well, this is pretty fascinating. I did do this once just to get an idea, and I think you'll be surprised. The people in the UK will be very surprised by this. So I'm actually using the TurboTax online quick app. This is not the full 1040 application. But it gives you a general idea of what you can expect to pay. So we're going to go through this thing they call Caster. So they ask you first, what is your marital status? We're going to assume you're single. And are you a head of household? Yes, you are. Congratulations. What was your age on December 31st, 2016? I'm not sure what that's about, but we're going to say you were 25. And you look fantastic for 25. What were your taxable wages? Well, we're going to say $17,160. Let's continue. What were your holdings? I'm going to say zero. I didn't pay taxes because I'm a rebel and because I don't know any better. Did you have any state holdings? That's one of the great things about Nevada. Nevada is one of five states in the United States that does not have a state income tax. So you immediately recognize an increase in your in-pocket income because you don't have to pay state taxes. So we're going to say zero. Okay. Select from the below. What have you done that may provide some deductions? So do you have any dependents? Have you had any educational expenses? Do you own a home? Charitable contributions, other tax payments, contributed to retirement, other deductions. I'm going to say no to everything. We're just going to find out what our baseline number is. Did you have health coverage for the entire year? I'm going to say we did. and I don't really know. Actually, this is actually already tells me that I'm going to be missing a number here. But it says that you have to pay $338 on taxes of income of $17,160. So if you make $17,160, your federal tax owed is $383, which means that your total income over the year is $16,777. So if you, by the way, if you're wondering that that $383, that equates to about 2.23% tax rate, which is a little different than it is in the UK. Okay, so I take my 17,160, I subtract 383, and I get 16,777. Now, I recognize that normally you'd be paying taxes throughout the year, so you might be seeing less than that kind of money, but my take on this is you should ask for as many possible deductions as possible, because getting money back is a mistake. You don't want that. If you get money back from the government, that means you gave them an interest-free loan, which is bad, not a feature. And by the way, if you owe them money, it is not interest-free. Especially if you underpaid, they will take penalties out of you. So try not to get money back. Try to be, you know, try to break even if you can, or even owe them a little bit. Okay, so 16,777, and I'm going to divide that by 12. And that means my monthly income is $1,398. By the way, I see this happen a lot with folks who calculate their monthly income by taking their weekly income and multiplying it by four. Because most people think, well, it's 4 weeks into a month. And that's kind of true, but it's actually not true. You're hurting yourself by doing that. You're actually leaving money on the table. There's 4.333 weeks per month. And the reason for that, of course, is there are every quarter, every 3 months, one of those months has 5 weeks in it. So if you're going to really do an accurate yearly assessment of what your income is based upon your weekly income, you take that and multiply it times 4.333. Okay, so now we got to figure out what our costs are. So what are the things that we have to pay for as we're hanging out here? And now look at this. This is pretty cool. The people in the live chat have already started looking for apartments online while we're doing the show. What am I seeing here? Oh, I just saw that was pretty. Oh, Aviator Suites sounds great at $169 weekly. What does that come to monthly? $169 times 4.3. Well, actually, that's actually not the right. $169, times 4.3 is. Oh, I can get you a better deal. Okay. So what do we have to think about? We have to think about housing. We have to think about utilities. We have to think about food. We have to think about transportation. Got to get you to the job. And then clothing, entertainment, and miscellaneous things. So let's start with housing. Now, I have no idea what these numbers are, but what they typically tell you is that your housing should not exceed more than 30% of your income. So if we look at 13,980, I'm sorry, 1380, yeah, that's right, 1398 times 0.3, it's telling me that I shouldn't exceed more than $419 a month for housing. That might be a little rough. So I'm going to go check out a site called rent.com. And we're going to go into Las Vegas here, and we're doing this on video. So if you're listening to this and you want to follow along, this is actually, I'm actually showing you the screen from rent.com. And there's other websites as well, rentersapartments.com. There's a whole boatload of them. I just thought I'd just pick Rent. I'm guessing they're all pretty close. All right, so what are we looking at for a home here? Well, we've decided that we're all by ourselves, so we're going to go for a studio apartment. You'll notice, by the way, there's 351 bedroom apartments, only 27 studio apartments, so slim pickings. And we're going to sort by lowest price. Okay, so you can see here, this is an advertisement. Let's come over here. I'm starting at the 375, I'm at 435, I'm at 440. And again, I think I said they wanted us to be about 420 or so. So these are a little bit above that. But what I don't want to do is live in a place where, you know, I'm driving down the street and I hear this all the time. I would consider that a problem. So let's take a look at where on the map these places are, so we're not putting ourselves in a risky situation. Okay, so as we look at the map here, I mean, we can kind of ping around here, and if I hang out, am I still loading here? Let's see. Yeah, if I hang out in, you know, the Summerlin area here, for example, if I click on that one, we're looking at 1,045 to 1,200 for a one, for a, well, actually, that's a loft state. So that's, we're not going to be going there. And if I go up to the northwest, I'm looking at 950. So yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not going to be living on the west side, doesn't look like. And even if I come down here a little closer, let's see what we got here. Let me come on in here. This is, you know, kind of close to the North Las Vegas Airport on Jones. What are we looking at here? This is Jones and Smoke Ranch. So we're at 550 or 600 or so. Okay, well, that's not terrible. A little higher than I want to pay. Let's move over to the east side and come on here a little bit. So a lot of folks are looking at downtown. So if we look over here, we're looking at 550 for a place. How about over here? 435. Oh, that's a pretty good price. I wonder what's going on there. And six. Well, let's look at this 435. Actually, let's come on down here. 575. Oh, I got to see. Oh, 505. Okay, let's look at this 475 and see if it looks reasonable to us, or 435. I'm sorry, Oasis Ridge. Oh, it's a decent little apartment, isn't it? It's kind of nice. Oh, it's not terrible. Let's see what's included here. So we get laundry, covered parking, AC. You get cable. High-speed internet access. Well, that's going to save us some money, I think. Okay. Yeah, we'll go with this one. So $435 is our rent. A little bit higher than we wanted. Now, utilities, they say to us that they want our utilities to be, let me see this, 10%. So that'd be about $139, give or take. Now, I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit less than that. Because some utilities are going to be covered, and an apartment isn't very big. I mean, we're paying, we're probably paying three-ish, depends on the part of the year, winter or summer, but we're paying probably 3x, 4x that, depending. So let's see. Let's go with, we'll call it 130 just to make it easy for the math. All right, so 435 for rent, 134 utilities, food. They say food should be about 15% of your income. So that rounds into about $209. Now, does that sound reasonable to you guys? $209? I'm asking the live chat there. Oh, by the way, while we're asking the live chat about food, single person, remember, here's a question for you. That money I'm making, that $17,160 a year, do you believe that is above or below the poverty level, according to the government? So minimum wage, you make minimum wage in Nevada, you're making $17,000 a year. Is that above or below the poverty line? So we've got Tim says below, Greg says above, Binky says below, Jake says below, Jimmy says no, Ted says no. So factor in, or below, factoring in food stamps. Yeah, I was surprised by this. Greg says it's on the cusp. Mike says it's below. Actually, the minimum wage, $17,160, is above the poverty level, according to the government. Poverty level is $11,888. Can you imagine that? $11,888, which means $11,888 divided by 2080 is the equivalent of working full-time at $5.70 an hour. That's for the contiguous 48 states. It's 11888. In Arizona, or in Alaska, it was 14,000. Still, minimum wage is above that. And I forget what it was for Hawaii. So it surprised me that minimum wage was considered higher than poverty level. Who knew? Okay, let's continue on. So food, 15%, we said. So 15 times 1398, it comes to about $209. You guys feel pretty good about that? That sounds about right. I mean, one person, that seems about right. So we'll do 209 for food. Transportation. Now, they say for transportation that you should calculate 10% of that. That usually includes a car loan. Now, I'm not sure that you have a car if you're if you're working minimum wage. Maybe you do. But if you go and get a bus pass, you can get a 30-day bus pass here in Las Vegas for $65. So we're going to put you on the bus when you go to work. Okay, the rest of these are kind of, you know, you should get them, but you may not get them. But we'll do clothes. They say clothes should be about 5% of your monthly income. So that's about $70. And entertainment. Now, when I first thought about this idea, my idea was entertainment was just going to be TV. Well, now you can get HD TV with an antenna. It's a sunk cost. You pay, I don't know, $80 for the antenna, you're done. Or you can look at an offering like, say, House Seats. House Seats is, I think it's $89 a year for four seats. So that's pretty cheap as well. But we'll go ahead and just say that you're going to spend $70 a month on entertainment, you know, movies, that kind of stuff. And then miscellaneous. Now, they refer to this as miscellaneous personal expenses or maybe car insurance. We don't have a car, so you're not going to do that. But you know, we'll call it 70 or maybe we'll call it $50 again. Okay, so let's math this out and see how much we're going to spend here. So rent's $435 plus $130 for utilities, which might be high, $209 for food, $65 for transportation, $70 for clothes, $70 for entertainment, and $50 for miscellaneous. You're at $1,029. How about that? So it would appear that you could pretty comfortably live here on minimum wage. Wow, I am shocked by that. I really didn't think that was going to work. Okay. Now, we've got, you know, some people in the live chat saying, wait a minute, where's my gambling budget? You get $300 gambling budget, it looks like, Binky. How great is that? And I included clothes, Island Steve. I included $70 a month in clothes. I'm pretty surprised that you can get away with that. Now, obviously, one of the caveats to this concept is that most people who work minimum wage, what's the problem with them? Well, the problem is they don't work 40 hours a week. So while this exercise is neat, it's unlikely to happen. The other thing that happens quite a bit is there are a lot of jobs, especially in Las Vegas, there are a lot of jobs in Vegas that don't even pay minimum wage, which for those of you who aren't from Vegas, that may sound kind of odd. But if you've ever worked at a restaurant, if you've ever been a waiter, a waitress, cocktail person, you know that you make significantly less than minimum wage. I don't even know what that number is, and I'm not sure if anybody in the live chat might know that. But it's steeply less than minimum wage. I'm thinking it might even be half, but I'm not sure about that. But the idea, of course, is that they hope to make it up in tips. And depending on A, how good you are, and B, where you're working, you can easily make that up. And if you're working at one of the nice restaurants here, you could make a shitload of money on tips. I'll tell you who's getting creamed right now, though, in tips before we close out this segment are valet parkers. Yeah, medical insurance. Actually, Jimmy, that's a good point. And that's what I left out. And I had mentioned that at the top of this segment was I did not account for the Affordable Care Act. And I don't know what that costs. That, in fact, by itself may eat up that $300 or so dollars that is remaining here. I don't know. And if that's the case, that explains why so many people end up moving in with somebody else, because you basically split your costs. So your rent, you're not splitting the rent, you're not splitting $435, but you know, you get a two bedroom, it's probably $800 or $900. So yeah, I don't quite know. But what's interesting to me is that it is almost thinkable that you could make less than $18,000 a year, and if you watch your money, you can survive here. Nope, actually now. So this is interesting. Wait, what are we saying here in the live chat? Are they saying about they are either completely covered or pay about? Okay, so Ted is saying that if your income is as low as we mentioned, that the insurance is subsidized, and Ted is saying that they are either completely covered or pay about $50 a month for healthcare. And I'm not really sure about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. That kind of makes sense to me. So, good news, if your aspirations are to make minimum wage, you, my friends, can live in the beautiful Las Vegas, as long as you're okay living in the downtown or east side, you don't get to live on the west side. All right, let's listen to the people who want to talk to me. That's not what I wanted. I want this one. Go! Yeah. Axl Rose is a bitch. Hey, live chat people, were you surprised by that number? That it was low like that? I was surprised. I got to tell you. Okay, it's time for listener email. It's part of the show where people send emails to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. And then I do the best to answer them. If we don't have the answers, of course, we make them up. By the way, this is brought to you by the good people over at Capital Grill, Scott's favorite restaurant. They have the best steaks, best restaurant, or best steaks, best bartender, servers, real waiters, not actors bidding their time trying to get on the next show over on the Strip. It's a great location over at Fashion Show on the third floor across from Wynn. Great view of the Strip. You get to watch the best sign in all of Las Vegas. We've done New Year's Eve there the last 3 years. It is fantastic. Whether you're a local or a tourist, listen, it is not the big name places like all these other steak restaurants, of which there are many here, and there's some good restaurants here, but treat yourself. Just go one time. Just hang out at Capital Grill. Let them know that we sent you that way, and I promise you, you will love that restaurant, especially if you're a meat guy. Okay, first question comes from Steve Riley Finch, who is in the live chat. I believe he goes by the name of Island Steve. All right, Steve writes, hey, here I am at the entrance of Hugo's. Here, by the way, is what Steve looks like when he is at the entrance of Hugo's. There's Steve right there. Hugo Sella. I'm looking forward to my next trip. He'll be here from 122 to 129. For those of you who are Steve Riley Finch stalkers, now you know where he's going to be. Pretty fantastic that we've provided that information for you. I have to complete my design specs for a new house. That's fun, by the way. When we first moved here to Vegas back in 2000, well, we actually bought in 2003, and it was the first time that either Melissa or myself had bought a new construction. It was pretty fun going in there and picking out tiles and cabinets and floors and counters. And we added a shitload of money doing that, by the way, but it was a dream house. While I am there, I do wish to speak to someone who can help me with moving my company to Nevada. I believe you have a co-op member who can help. Thanks for all you do to keep us informed and what is happening in Las Vegas. Steve Riley Finch from Oswego, Illinois. So when I first looked at this email, I thought you meant like a moving company, like a physical moving company. I think what you mean is moving the incorporation, I think that's what you mean, to Nevada. So if you're talking about the OCY or OCI, I'm sorry, forwarding services company, if you want to move that here, I'm not sure how that works, to be honest with you. But we do have two co-op members who are in the business of incorporating companies, whether it's a C corp or an S corp or an LLC. And just for you guys, if you're thinking about doing that, regardless of where you live in the United States, you can incorporate in Nevada. Remember I talked about there's no state tax? The corporate tax here is also low as well, and there's a fantastic shield between the corporation and people. So it's a safer haven. It's called the corporate veil. It's very difficult to pierce the corporate veil in Nevada unless you do some egregious shit. You're usually okay. So we do have two co-op members who do that. One's Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They were our very first co-op member, 3 years ago, and they're still a co-op member today. And also Corporate Capital. So at Nevada Corporate Headquarters, they've been doing this stuff forever. And Corporate Capital, we've had them now for, I think it's a little bit over a year. I think that's right. That's Brent over there. Here's what I would do, Steve. Why don't you give me an email? If that's what you're trying to do is change the incorporation of your business, I think these guys can help. Send me a private email, and I'll send their information to you. Okay? And when are you moving here, by the way? What does it say when? It doesn't say when. Okay. Next up. It's from Tom. Tom writes, "Hey, Scott. I stumbled across your show on YouTube and loved it. I started binge-watching your past episodes, but to my horror, I discovered that Brett had passed on. Since I came in randomly, I had no idea he was even sick. I had just begun feeling that I was getting to know him, and surprisingly, his passing brought me to tears. My condolences to his friends and family." What an incredible man. "You had such a great and rare on-air chemistry. I can't imagine the difficulty of finding your next co-host." I'll be sure to tell Wayne that. "Keep up the great work. Why are you not internationally famous?" I don't know. Actually, I am internationally famous. You know, I think one or two people know me in a couple different countries. "To me, your show is on par with NPR's Car Talk." That's a very nice thing to say, Tom. "Each episode is a classic and never fails to have me laughing so hard I spill my bourbon." Party fall. All the best, Tom Watson, who is a broker, by the way. And where are you from? It doesn't say where you're from. Well, that's very, very nice of you. I mentioned this last week. We Brett had his memorial service here a week ago today, as a matter of fact. And it was very, very nice. It was unbelievable how many people came to that. At his funeral and by the way, I'm not going to get gloomy and sad about this anymore. He was a great guy, and he lived a great life. And it's terrible that he died of cancer. And I know that, and I'm not discounting that. But I'm in the mood to celebrate this guy when I talk about him and not mope about. So this guy had such a huge influence. What was funny about... interesting to me about the memorial service is, you know, I heard so many people talking about stuff on Facebook, you know, prior to the funeral in St. Louis. 400 people went to the funeral in St. Louis. He didn't even live there, 400 people. And it occurred to me that I knew him for, it's about 5 or so years. I knew a fraction of this guy, of what all these other people are talking about, which is fascinating me, the story after story. And as I mentioned last week, he must have had 15 people come up and talk about him. You know, groups of three. I was in the first group, and then there was, I think, four other groups of three. Actually, there's one person who just walked up, wasn't even on the document, and she says, I gotta talk about him. Well, fuck, go ahead, get up there. And all these stories about him that, I didn't really know him that well. Like, I really didn't know his church side, and he was, he was a big sports guy. Obviously, he used to be a coach, a baseball coach. It was just really, really nice to hear about him. And he lived a good life. And I think his kids are good kids. I don't know him that well, but you know, he's got twin boys. Zach and, oh my God, I just forgot his name, and Emily, his daughter. And they're out there doing the right thing. You know, that's the thing about parents. A parent's job is to teach their kids to go out there and do no harm basically, and preferably go out and do good stuff. And, you know, like I said, I don't know the kids that well, but I will tell you that he talked about them a lot, and he visited them a lot. And I thought that was, A, the visiting was cool, and the kids seem to be on the right track. I'm sure they're heartbroken, but they're doing good work, and that's, you know, all you can really hope for as a parent, that they go out there and you know, enjoy life and do no harm, basically. Okay. One more thing. Thanks again to Sue and Steve for their intro video. Again, if you want to do that, we would love to have you do that. This is super easy. Just take your phone, put it in landscape mode so it's wide, and you can say something like, "Hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network," and then you can add something funny or pithy or whatever you want. Remember, landscape is muy importado. That's so we can fill up the full screen with your beautiful, beautiful face and your dulcet tones. Hey, super busy here personally. I'm going to give you just a sneak peek of something that I'm up to. When the co-op came to be, the way the co-op happened was we had started the Vegas Video Network, and locals began to be aware of what we were doing, and they would come in and say, "Yeah, I'd like to have a show like that." And when people asked that, we would give them Podworks quotes. Podworks is the company that owns all this stuff. And it was, you know, lots of money. We used to charge $5,000 pre-production for a show and $1,500 an episode. That's what I was charging for podcasts when we first started Podworks back in 2006. It's pretty good living. But as this started with Vegas Video Network and people were coming in, people were like, I just can't swing it. Now, some companies can swing that, but not a lot could. And then the co-op came to be. I created the co-op to help address that gap in the market, to be able to help people do good videos and at the same time use the studio when I wasn't using it, you know, put people in there. And it's been great. And we've got new people signing up tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Actually, a very well-known Las Vegas entertainer is going to be signing up tomorrow. So the other thing that I like to do a lot is live streaming. I very much enjoy the production of live broadcasts. That to me is one of the great things about the internet, is this live aspect of being able to connect with people like we're doing right now. And the challenge has always been that it's the same thing as before. People see that I've done it. I've done more live stream broadcasts than anybody in Nevada. I've done more podcasts than anybody in Nevada. So there's something to be said for that. And there are some, you know, larger companies who can afford what I would normally charge for that. But it's the same thing. It became expensive for little guys or medium-sized guys who wanted to be able to use our live streaming services. So this is on my mind for a long time. Well, probably for the last 3 months of 2016, I was really starting to become unhappy about this issue. So I decided to create a new entity, a new thing that addressed live streaming that is multiple camera broadcast quality. Now, I went out and bought this thing called a Mevo camera from the folks at Livestream, and I was really thinking that would be pretty cool. And I had gigs at the Smith Center, and man, some of the best marketing you've ever seen. And guess what? Fuck. It was unstable, and you could not trust it, and the quality was crap, and it was just a real shit show. So I said, I can't rely on this. The pricing was great, but I just couldn't trust it. So I thought to myself, what can I do to make it easier for me to put this stuff out there? That was the other thing. The multi-camera thing's important to people, and the quality is important to people. And being able to live stream and record this at the same time, all that stuff's important to people. But it was difficult to do. And what ends up happening is people are like, "Well, I can do live stream on Facebook. Now I'll use my fucking phone, and it's a little square, and it looks like crap, and it's dropping in and out, and nobody knows it's fucking up their brand, but they just keep doing it anyway." So we're going to solve that problem. We are in the process right now of creating Livestream Las Vegas. So livestreamlv.com. And the idea behind it is simply eliminate the distance between you and your fans, friends, family, clients, prospects, employees, students, parishioners. There is a push to being able to extend your reach beyond the physical world. And it used to be expensive to do that. Now it's less so, to the point where I'm actually testing this right now. This is what I'm spending all my time doing beginning at 6 a.m, is to be able to take what I do in my studio here and elsewhere and be able to move it around easily. So we're going to be doing the ability to do 3 cameras, but 10, 15 different shots. It'll look like 10 cameras with the technology that we're putting into place. And instead of having to have 3 or 4 or 5 people out there, I can do it with 1, maybe 2. Pretty cool. So this is what I'm working on right now. I am very excited about it. I think it will be a big deal. And quite frankly, I think it's going to blow up. It's going to just completely change the way things are happening in Vegas. And we're going to be able to make this so I can travel anywhere and do the same kind of thing. So I'm very, very excited about it. Again, it's Livestream Las Vegas. So livestreamlv.com will be the eventual website. There's just that graphic that you see up there right now. Because right now I'm just working on the technology to make sure it works. I'm on the bleeding edge a little bit. One of the cameras I got didn't do something that I wanted, so I called the company. I'm not going to call them out and said, you know, how about this? Why isn't it doing this? And they're like, oh, yeah, we can do this. We've got a firmware update. It's kind of a beta thing. So I did the beta test, update firmware, and guess what? Fucking bricked it. Wouldn't focus. Like, hey, that's not a feature. What do I do with that? Can we send you another one? Yes. Yes, you can. Like, you know, the problem with that kind of behavior is it makes me want to drink. All righty, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. I was going to skip. Actually, I'm going to say this. No, yeah, well, I guess I will. We'll get to Have a Drink in a minute. So I wanted to talk about Coda, my dog, for just a second. As you might remember, we used to have 2 dogs. We had Boswell and Coda. Boswell passed away last year. It was one of the reasons why 2016 was a shit show, in my opinion. Coda, who's, I think, about 13 now. What is 2017? Yeah, 13 or so. And she has doggy dementia, which is, you know, it sounds, you know, clean and easy and fun and all. Actually, it's horrible. Because one of the issues with doggy dementia is their inability to sleep. So people with Alzheimer's often have what's called sundowner's disease, which they get kind of freaked out and irritated and can't sleep. Jake wants to know what breed. Frankendog. All kinds of worse, weird. She looks like a hound, but kind of like a big dog, but not dachshund, but long hound. Short, kind of reddish, good dog. Sounds like that's how she barks. So this doggy dementia, you know, creates this sleeping problem where she is actually walking around all night, doesn't sleep, which is a problem if you're in the same room and you're trying to sleep. At the same time, she now has arthritis in her hips. So she's, you know, in a kind of a tough place, the poor little thing. And we've been trying to find out, you know, what can we do for the dementia? What can we do for the arthritis? You know, and so we're trying these different drugs and, you know, they're you know, costing a few bucks. That's not the deal. But so for a while we had her on this dementia drug stuff and she was sleeping in and we thought we were geniuses and life was going to be great. And guess what? Not so much. She, you know, started walking around again at night, and it was really making it difficult for us to sleep. So then we tried, you know, these different kinds of relaxers, and some worked, but then they started to hurt her liver. It was what a huge drag. So we finally, this is just a couple days ago, we found a relaxing drug for night. That we gave her, you know, this one pill, and it just completely knocked her out. But, you know, like, if there was a fire and we tried to move her, she wouldn't get up. And she was kind of dopey the rest of the day. So we're like, that's too much. We can't do that. That's not right. You know, it's a quality of life issue for us. So we took the drug, and we cut it in half, and we gave it to her last night. And she's, you know, she goes and lays down, and you know, she's not crate trained, and she does, we have doggy beds all over the goddamn place, and she never goes into a dog bed. But she just, you know, lays down and flops down and sleeps. So she flops down and goes to sleep, and we're like, you know, we got it all figured out. 3 o'clock in the morning, we wake up, and we're like, what the? And the poor thing basically shit the bed. Like, what is that? She kind of smells like a cow. She farts a lot. Wasn't that fun? And Melissa looks down because she sleeps by Melissa's side of the bed. And oh my God, this is this pile of dog poop just under her tail. Fantastic. So 3 in the morning, you know, cleaning up dog poop. The dog, Coda, never woke up. She just, you know, what? How do you just sleep through a poop? God damn. Fantastic. Okay, now it's time for Have a Drink on Me. Oh. And we're going to talk about how this, basically the way this show works, is, or this segment works, is that you send in a guess. How do you do the guess? Well, we show you a picture of a bar, I give you some hints, and you send in a guess. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm so traumatized by the dog poop episode, I'm going to have Pops tell you what you can, or how you can play.
Or win. Hey kids, Pops here, 5-time Adam winner. I know what you're thinking.
Pops, you old fuck.
How can one old guy keep winning a contest over and over and over? Well, did you know there's bonus entries available? After you send in your initial qualifying entry email with the correct Haddam answer to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com, you can get bonus entries for being in the live chat during the drawing, or by sending in a video for the Haddam contest, or by doing a video intro for the show, or being quick on the draw and being the first person with a qualifying entry email in to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. And don't worry, if you're quick on the draw but you jump the shark, if you're wrong when you send in your first answer, you can send in a corrective email. It'll still get entered as long as it comes in time, and we'll just tease you over being wrong the first time. If you win, you're not qualified to win a following week. No back-to-back wins. But it is polite to pop in and say thank you very much to Scott Whitney and the cast and crew at the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network.
Thank you, Pops. What a guy, right? So that's how you play. What can you win, Pops?
Let me tell you what you can win this week.
This week's lucky Haddam winner can choose any one of 3 amazing Scott Whitney guitar CDs.
Music here.
Crisp Acoustic 1, Crisp Acoustic 2, or the Jazzathon. Proudly displayed here by Bob, undisputed king of the video Haddam entry. Or you can choose the comfortable and stylish Vegas Video Network visor like these lucky winners. Available in the standard black and sometimes in the rare, hard-to-find red, popular with the ladies and the Russians. Or you can choose the premium prize package. The next time you're going to be in Vegas, you can arrange an evening of sophistication and class with the man himself, the guru of all things Vegas, Scott Whitney.
Yay.
Well, okay, at least drinks, laughs, and some priceless conversation.
Send your entry into Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Thank you, Pops. Well done. Pops is eventually moving to Las Vegas, of course, and it's my intent to give him his own show when he finally shows up here. I'm just kind of getting him ready. That's how that's playing out. Okay. La-da-dee. So we had 14 out of 14 correct answers. Here is last week's Have a Drinky Poo on Me. Oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh, you want to be a deity? Well, I've always liked that about you. What? But how does one be? Oh, you even know how to do it? Right. Oh, that's right. You get a visor. You get one of these cool little fellas here. Boop. And you put it on your head, very much like Pops did in those last 2 videos. Even his Facebook picture has that picture in there. You put it in there on your head. You take a picture of it, and guess what happens? All you have to do is simply send in a picture. We then insert you into what's simply referred to as the galaxy of God. There's Steve and
there's Ed, who used to be Ludus and Bob and Bob's wife. There is Danny and Shanna, Chan and Craig and Glenn. There's Jimmy and then, of course, there's Bob and Tim in Hawaii. There's Stuart and Christina, whose all babies are because of my music, and Don. And then, of course, we've got Jackie. But wait, there's Mike.
What's that in his hand?
There's Pop, Sammy, and Carol, and a dog, and Chris, and Brett's dad, Scott, and Wayne, and of course our buddy Brett.
All righty. So yeah, 14 out of 14. Here was last week's Have a Drink on Me. And the hints were Diablo Cantina, Diablo's Cantina, and Diablo's Cantina at beautiful Monte Carlo, which will no longer be there. Either one of the Diablo's Cantina, gone. Monte Carlo, gone. Okay. It's okay. Ran out of stickums. So we're going to be using 3x5 index cards, because you people are worth it. All right, here we go. So first off, we got Steve and Sue. Why are they in there? Because they did not send in an answer, but they did do the opening video. Way to go, Steve and Sue. Then we've got Monica Fagan. Monica gets one for the correct answer. Monica gets one for being the very first correct answer. And Monica gets another one because she is in the live Chateauroski. Man, that's a triple right there, Monica. Way to go. Monica is a previous winner, by the way. She is the best that there is. Okay, we continue. We have Mike Q, who's in Portland, by the way. Mike Q is one for the correct answer. Mike Q gets one more for being in the live chat. One of our longtime supporters. Mike's a good guy. We've got Jim Gallagher, who's often referred to as Jimmy Two G's. And he's in, he gets one for the correct answer. And of course, he gets one for being in the live chat, a previous winner and a part of the Galaxy of Gods as well. We've got Steve Riley Finch. We heard from him previously on the email. And of course, he's known as Island Steve in the live chat. Is he in the live chat? Yes, he is. So Steve gets one for the correct answer. And one for being in the live chat. Telling you, besides having fun, meeting cool people, you double your pleasure, double your fun. Gregor Tepa, one for the correct answer. And there he is talking right now. Gregor, one for being in the live chat. Man, pretty cool. Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy. Glenn Santa. Glenny Zander. One for the correct answer. La da da. Penny Gregory. Jeremy. Oh man, I should be a doctor. I can't even read this. Kremzelak. Oh, sorry. Cape Coral, Florida. Sorry, Jeremy. I suck. And Andy Schulman over at the New Hampshire. We continue. Kevin Whip from the Canada. Keep up the great work. Thank you there, Kevin. And Brent Barnes, thank you all for so much that you do. From Brent in very wet Paradise, California, 45 inches of rain since October 1st. That sounds like a lot of rain. We continue. We've got, let's see who we got here. We've got Mike Beatty. And Mike writes, dear Scott, so glad. Here's Mike, by the way. So glad the show is back. It seemed like forever. It was 2 weeks. Sorry. This week's Haddam is Diablo's Cantina. I need to win that drink because I'm coming to Vegas the last week of January. Hey, we know that Steve's going to be here. You two can hang out and, you know, talk about stuff. Glad to see you guys. If you're feeling better, Mike Beatty. Yeah, that arm surgery thing. They cut me. And then finally, we've got Pops. I will read what Pop says because he does have a feeling, an attitude, an opinion about the whole Haddam thing. It seems that you've tried to make the clues cryptic to escape Wayne's disdainful trash talking. Really? No, I don't care about him. Well, I do a little bit. I thought he had volunteered to come up with the great clues. I forgot that. Did he do that? I think he did. He should be doing this. What happened to that? I don't know. Isn't there a famous Vegas song about a little less talk, a little bit more action? A little less talk and a lot more action. You should only have to come up with the clues once a month now, since he'll be here three times a month. Gently stirring up the shit, Pops. Pops, I'm surprised that you are stirring up the shit. What with you sending in this video?
Hey, kids. When I came out here to do this, I thought it was going to be a rant video. I thought I was going to say bad things about a resort's marketing department. No wonder they're going to be closing or repurposing or something. But on second thought, no. It's 2017. It's a new year. It's a new day. I'm going to put a smile on my face. We should all just pick ourselves up and head on down the road. Make the best of everything we can. If I don't have something nice to say about something, I'm just not going to say nothing at all. I think there's going to be some times when I have to just... Happy New Year, y'all.
Pops, everybody. I think Pops ought to pay me to be on the show. Holy crap. I'll replace you with... Or I'll replace Capital Grill with you. Pops gets one for the correct answer. Pops gets one for the being in the live chat. Pops gets one for the video entry. He tripled his pleasure. That's why he's a five-time winner, by the way. We have many multiple winners in the live chat, I've noticed. Several. I would say maybe three or four, maybe five. Let's go with six. Okay. Maui Dave says, Big Elvis would be great to interview on the show. Yeah, I'm not sure he's super mobile. I'm not taking Pop's advice, apparently, about saying nice things. I'm sorry. That's bad. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Well, you can actually almost see these. The winner is, Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy. Sure if he's won before. Congratulations, Gary, which just proves you really don't have to be in the live chat to win. Fantastic. Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink Upon Moi. There it is. Okay, here are your three clues. Clue number one, if you were the singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, they'd call you... If you were the singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, they'd call you the... Hit number two. You know, if something is super easy, it's said to be this. If something is super easy, it's said to be this. And hit number three. The casino which houses this bar used to be two words... Now it's two letters. The casino which houses this bar used to be two words. Now it's simply two letters. If you know the answer, you're going to send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. He's going to hit the under, folks. All right, thanks everybody for playing along. Again, if you want to send an email to us, send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you'd prefer to, I don't know, hear your own voice, we'd love to hear your voice. It's super easy to do. All you got to do is go to our Vegas Video Network website, click that little orange tab on the right side. You'll see a box pop up. You'll click start recording and you'll be able to record your voicemail because you are smart and have a microphone attached to your computer. Hey, we're also on iTunes. If you're watching us or listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. That would be fantastic. If you check us out on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and share us with all your friends. We're also on Roku, over 73,000 installations. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. You can see us on Google Play and, of course, the VegasVideoNetwork.com website. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. I'm your buddy, Scott Whitney. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, and we want to thank you. We'll see you next time, although maybe not next week because I am doing live streaming for the big cement show, so I hope to be here. I'll keep you guys abreast and see you guys later. Abreast is not even a word. What's wrong with you? Thank you.